Yeah, YNEVR, the Keep It Thorough Show. Yo, we're so busy, I didn't even get a chance to tweet that Joe Budden's here, man. Let me tweet this
word.
Real quick. Joe Budden's here, baby.
You gotta tweet everything.
Mouse is here. Yo, Joe, you still don't follow me on Twitter, but it's all right, though.
I told you why, though.
You didn't really
I want to follow you, because I love you and care about you and want to keep up with what you're doing. But
are you chewing something while you say this, brother?
Haagen-Dazs. Haagen-Dazs,
But then why is it? Because I tweet too much, right?
Not you.
Okay.
It's Rap Radar.
Oh, so if I don't retweet Rap Radar, we'll get money.
Y'all are so, Rap Radar is so up to the second in what's happening in hip-hop.
Yes.
I feel like I don't need to be that up to the second in what's happening. But I want to follow you. I'm going to give it a shout tonight.
I just have to absolve myself from Rap Radar.
No, but I don't want you to do that.
Okay.
I don't want you to do that at all.
I don't think Paul Rosenberg would like that either.
Not at all.
We have a common Jewish brother that we're in business with. So.
Exactly.
How's that coming along, man? We did this exciting Slaughterhouse chat. Remember that? That was exciting.
That was interesting.
Incredible technical difficulties.
Incredible technical difficulties. But it's like that with Tiny Chat. It's like that. So.
Yeah, Joe was schooling me. Like, I was having trouble with, like, the effects. Joe's like, Elliot, you got to get some headphones.
Yeah.
You got to do this thing. Like, you said it was certain, you know, moments with the ladies where you had to learn how to master the Tiny Chat.
Definitely. Anytime you want to get the virtual world threesome popping, you got to go to Tiny Chat.
It still has the title?
Yeah, you still got to go there.
Yeah, our shit was a mess. They said they was going to edit the shit and then put it out, and they still haven't done it, so.
Yeah, but it was successful, though, man. We had a lot of fans in there. Real eager to hear what was going on with us, so.
How soon is that tour? Like a couple more weeks, man. Right? Early March, right?
March 8th, we start in Dallas. Dallas is the first date we start.
Okay. Welcome to our house.
Welcome to our house, the tour, Slaughterhouse,
oh,
May 15th.
Man, it's exciting. Look how excited Crystal is. Your manager's here, Crystal. She's
jumping up and
she's
down.
She's super excited.
She can't contain it.
You're like a rap star again, man.
No.
With no Kevin Lyles. It's incredible.
I don't feel like
a young rap star nigga. Look at you.
I don't think I am.
You roll with the same niggas, though. It's beautiful, man.
I don't
Summer
think
leather
I
vest
am,
up in this motherfucker,
yeah, SLV,
man.
Yeah, SLV in the building.
SLV's
you know what I mean?
In this bitch, man. I told Joe, SLV's in the place, but there's a lot of guys in a small room, as he knows, so we can't really.
Yeah, we know. We can't play
it. Can't play no joints from that, man.
We need holes around to play SLV. Word.
No, but how's it feel, man? We talked a little bit about it. Let's get the full disclosure. You are featured in the upcoming Respect magazine. I did interview you already. I thought the interview went pretty well, right? You think it was all right?
I thought it was great. I thought you did a great job. I thought, I don't know if you caught it. I kind of got a little emotional during that interview.
You think you did?
Well, no, I don't know if it will read that way, but
yeah,
something happened. I don't know what was going on, but I did get a little emotional during that interview. It was interesting to just, anytime you look back over your career from point A to point Z and you start talking about some real shit. We're talking about some real shit.
I appreciate that.
Everybody. Or
I mean,
or
I think
anybody.
What you kind of talk about is I think people don't really look at the fact that Joe Budden's been in this game for damn near a decade and like the ups and downs.
I'm supposed
like,
to be out of here.
And then nobody thought Joe Budden would be here, man. Like, and he's done it his way. You know, he's defied the rules of what he's supposed to do to be in this motherfucking industry, and he's still here. And now he's back at center stage on the fucking mic with three other fucking misfits.
Yep.
You know? Yep. Underneath fucking, you know, arguably one of the greatest of all time, Eminem.
Making
you know,
great music.
But, you know, that's the saying, the hard work and just your own path. So I just felt like when I was putting together respect, I was like, yo, Joe, we talked about a little bit, me and Crystal, before, and I was just like, nobody's really spoke to you about that whole thing, the whole thing in general, you know what I mean? And I think sometimes your antics, you overshadow that. Like, you know, your personal life.
I agree.
The videos, the chicks.
I always say, though, I always say whatever attracts people, whether it be antics, personality, women, whatever attracts you, and I am a firm believer that hate is an attraction as well.
Yes.
Just be attractive.
No, you had a great quote. I think I ran it. You said something about, like, you know, because I asked you about sharing your personal life, sharing everything, and you was like, you know, that's what you felt like is what the fans connect to. And it's like, and you like, you said something like you never promised that it would be pretty. You know, it's life. You know what I mean? Like, it gets ugly sometimes, but then they see you overcome it. And, you know, I'm sure there's cringeworthy times to you about it. But then, you know, you resolve and rebound, you know?
Often at times, as I eat this fucking ice cream.
I know. This is like making it extra intimate.
Yeah.
If a brother could just satisfy his sweet tooth, I'd find the meaning of success.
Often at times, oftentimes rappers, well, not rappers, fans, they deem us to be these superheroes.
Yeah.
And these, like, iconic figures and these role models. We're humans. We make mistakes. We live trial and error. And with me, you maybe witness some of the error more so than some of the other artists. But my core fan base probably appreciates that about me the most.
You just tweeted something today about how you look back on some of the rap beefs and things.
Yeah, I was in the car. Yeah, what was that? On my way over here, we were listening to, I don't remember the record we were listening to, but apparently it was somebody I had beefed with.
That's a long list, brother.
But most of the people that I engaged in that type of bullshit with ended up being like really, really great people.
Yeah.
And it was just real immature bullshit. Like it puts a stop to the business. Like, I could see how people maybe weren't jumping at the opportunity to work with me.
Yeah.
No matter how talented they thought I may have been. Because I just came across as a really grumpy, angry.
But you just said you had that Young MC thing that if somebody did something, you had felt like you had to fire back.
Well,
I've never taken nothing on the chin. Like, if somebody...
I have that now.
Whether it was Hov, whoever, like, they all can get it.
I feel like I'm one of the best rappers in the universe, and I will stop at no cost, or I won't hesitate at all to back up those words.
All right.
And no one should take offense to it.
Yeah.
But people do, so I don't do that as often. But I'll hear somebody rapping, and I'll, you know, I was the kid when there was cyphers going on. You know, I used to get in the car, drive around, hop out in a cypher anywhere in New Jersey and do that. And that still is in me today. So when I hear people rap and I hear the fans maybe praise somebody, fuck out of here. I eat this nigga for lunch.
You call that boss? You call that boss?
I eat this nigga's food, man. So I had to tame that a little bit, but it's still there.
Well, speaking of fire, everybody's excited because you dropped the No Church in the Wild freestyle.
Yeah.
And now the Stay Scheming. So what's up with that? It's just like, it seems like people that loved you from the old mixtape era and just the fire, just to hear you spit over somebody's track. Why did you decide to reignite that side of you and share it with us?
Because that side has gotten reignited recently with all of the great music that other artists are putting out. You know, it was a long period of time where I maybe felt like mixtapes and freestyles just were useless. And then I felt like, you know, just real pessimistic. I felt like people maybe already knew that I could rap. So, and then there was no dope beats. It was always something.
Yeah.
But so recently MCs...
Chris was quietly nodding in the side.
MCs have been putting the fire under me. It's a lot of great music out there.
Yeah.
So you just kind of want to get out there and showcase your abilities. And I mean, when I was on the mixtapes tearing it up back in the day, like, it's a whole new breed of fan out there that maybe don't know that Joe Budden is kind of all right.
Because, you know, Twitter, the reaction's been crazy to that, right? I mean, Twitter's
unbelievable,
almost like,
to me.
Yeah, how you dealing with that?
I'm still in awe.
Yeah.
I still managed to be in awe by that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think that freestyles did that anymore.
Yeah, because it seemed like a lot of times the mixtapes, people want more original songs. But I think, you know, just hearing you over some tracks and ripping it, it's like, oh, that's dope too. Like, I forgot I like that. I like when it's just a dope MC takes somebody else's track and makes it their own and takes it in a whole other creative direction, you know?
And I forgot that I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I forgot it, so it feels good.
Okay, well, I'm going to play that. I played Stay Scheming earlier because Joel also went. Are you mad that Joel jumped on it too, man? You guys have some...
No, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was beautiful. He did a great job. That's my brother to death.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. I played it back-to-back earlier. But I want to play No Church in the Wild right now, the freestyle. Then when we come back, I want to talk about these Mood Music shows, man.
Let's get it.
We got to talk about this Mood Music movement. We got to go on. Historic shows, man. Historic shows. Chris
really
is excited. Historic.
I don't know the
this
words.
This is never going to happen again, right?
Hell no. Oh, I don't know the words of some of them songs.
Where they get them tickets? Joe Budden the Cartel, right?
You can go, yes. JoeBudden.com/ Well, I don't know.
JoeBudden Big Cartel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm helping you out.
Or you can go to JoeBuddenTV.com. You can get the tickets there as well. You can go to Ticketmaster and get the tickets. You can go to SOBs.com and get the tickets.
Okay. Rap Radar's out there giving tickets away. I got my VIP filled up.
True. Or if you just are that stupid and didn't understand anything I just said, you can Google. you do like my mom.
Now you're asking me too much. I'm going to talk about your moms and rumors and everything,
word,
man.
Word, B. Word,
said
my mom.
Yeah, your mom wilded out. Your mom set the internet on fire. Let's get back to that. First, let's get to the No Church in the World. YN, EVR, keep it thorough.